Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com. This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12-powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they were having a housewarming party. Then someone told her she saw a little boy in her bedroom.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is Real Ghost Stories Online, and we love to hear your stories. So if you have one to share, call in anytime, 855-853-4802. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you prefer an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, you can become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. Or you can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And Kathy, that totally sounds like something that would happen to us. We're having a housewarming party, and then it's like, oh, by the way, there's a little boy in your bedroom. It's like, what?
Oh, there are no children here. And you know that I think children ghosts are the creepiest.
Creepiest, but I also think the saddest. It makes me sad.
Right. Both, all the above. I take the letter C. I mean, yeah.
It just,
that was like a multiple choice question.
As a college teacher.
Yeah.
A, B, I'm going to take C.
You know, I read once that just by the law of averages, if you just take C's, if you take a multiple test choice and just do C's, you should be able to pass it with like a 60 to 70%.
Can you pass with 60 to 70%?
Sure. That'd be a D or a C.
You're not going to get much of a great grade. But.
I'm not saying it's a great grade, but I was just thinking, give me C.
Like, I feel sad for child ghosts because it's like, what happened?
I know.
Like, are you a ghost or is it just kind of some residual thing that, you know, is just being replayed over and over and over again? I don't know.
How are they going to get let out? Like, how are they going to get taken to the light or wherever to get out of this loop they're in?
No, it just always makes me so sad.
I know.
So this is a call. So let's give this one a listen.
All right. Okay.
Hi. So I just recently started listening to the podcast on iTunes podcast, whatever that's called. And I was really, really interested in it. And I've been listening to it pretty much every day going into back episodes. And I just wanted to share one of the few instances that I've had. I've never been particularly sensitive, but one of my very best friends has always been extremely sensitive to spirits and things of that nature. And we lived together in an apartment in Bayonne, New Jersey for about 3 years. And I remember we were at her housewarming party when she just moved into the apartment, and she had another friend that was fairly sensitive, and this part of the story was told to me after the fact. When she moved in, she felt like there was some sort of presence of some kind. Her friend actually pulled her aside during the party, and she was like, "I don't know if you know this, but I saw a little boy in your bedroom." And the way the apartment was set up was that there was the living room and what became my friend's bedroom. There wasn't a door. She just hung a curtain. It was a light and sound blocking curtain. And when we had friends over, we would pull the curtain aside. And then attached to her room was a tiny little room that was originally a nursery. And she had converted that into a sewing room. And so her friend told her, there is a little boy in your room. And they discussed it, and they both kind of immediately understood, okay, there's a presence of a small boy in the apartment. And so when I moved in, it was always like a very nice atmosphere. It was never like a malicious presence or anything like that. Every now and then I could feel like there was something sort of watching me, more like watching over me than really stalking me in particular. But the one instance that really convinced me, okay, this is a thing, we were talking in her sewing room, my friend and I, and we were talking about the history of the house and how apparently in the town of Bayonne, there was a history of, there was some story of a little boy who had, something had happened to him, he passed away, whatever. And for whatever reason, his spirit had attached to this particular apartment. It was a duplex. It was originally a house. And as we were talking, I could feel this pringly, kind of tingly sensation all along my back as we were talking. And I remember asking my friend, hey, so you can, you're sensitive to these types of things, right? And she was like, yeah, my mother and I used to help people, contact spirits with their loved ones, blah, blah, blah. And I asked her, I was like, so you've seen the little boy around the house, right? And she's like, yeah, here and there. And I was like, do you know where he is now? And she gives me a look, and again, while this is all happening, I feel this very warm, tingling sensation all along my back. And so far, what I know about the spirit is that he's really only attached to her room in the sewing room. And so my friend gives me a look, and she's like, if I tell you, are you going to freak out? And I'm like, I kind of have a feeling of what she's already going to say. And I'm like, probably not. Like, just lay it on me. And she's like, he's right behind you. And then as soon as she said that, the feeling vanished almost instantaneously. And it was, that was pretty much enough to convince me that there was something going on. Every now and then I would still feel that like tingly, warm sensation. I know that spirits are typically cold, but I felt like it was a little bit too much of a coincidence for it to just be my body reacting weirdly or doing something random. Yeah, so we had that spirit just kind of hanging around our apartment for a while. And what was unfortunate was that he left. We felt that like warm presence of this, you know, welcoming little boy. We felt that presence leave several times, usually when we had a very troublesome roommate. We figured that he did not want to hang around, you know, these humans that had this bad energy. And one thing that was also peculiar about the apartment was that it was almost always occupied by women. including, you know, me, my roommate, and we always had a third roommate that was usually female. But whenever we had a male roommate or even just like a male friend stay over too many days in a row, just the entire mood, the whole atmosphere of the apartment just became very dark and dreary and just uncomfortable, and to the point where I would need to just be like, you can't stay here another day. You need to go to our guest, because it just, I don't know whether he just, if maybe something had happened to this little boy with a man, I'm not entirely sure because I don't really know the history of it, but yeah, for whatever reason, male energies and just men in general were not particularly welcome in the apartment. And I don't really know why, but yeah, it was a very, very peculiar time living there. And that's pretty much my story. I love the show and I plan on keeping listening. So yeah, thanks a bunch. Bye.
That one's just creepy, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, yes.
And sad, because if there's a little boy hanging around, like, he doesn't need to be there. He needs to move on.
Yeah. I know exactly what she's talking about, and I know you do too, with that feeling on your back.
Everybody who can feel a presence around them might experience it a little bit differently. So she had it in her head that it should be this cold feeling. Not necessarily. Mm. I think you can feel it, but that tingling on your back and somebody's watching me and I don't, you know, it's this weird feeling.
I do know that there are times where the temperature changes and it gets cold when ghosts are around. That crazy bathroom in the haunted house that we lived in, if you went into that, it could be 110 degrees outside.
Yeah.
And it was an upstairs room. Right? All the heat rises. It was always hot upstairs. And you would walk in that room and it was 60 degrees.
Yeah, it never got warmed up in there.
No, it never did. And there's absolutely no reason why it shouldn't have been hot. Every other room up there would have been really hot in the summer. But you'd walk in that room and it would be 60 degrees. And you would think,
and there was no
that's
air
great.
Conditioning.
A good place for us to go, right? Because it's cold. Oh, no, you're not going to go in that room.
Oh, God, no.
It won't let you back out once you got in.
I mean,
sometimes it would.
Yeah, sometimes it would and sometimes it wouldn't. Sometimes
yeah,
you have
never
to get
know.
Some help.
Sometimes you just reach down to open the door and the door would not let you out.
And I think that's interesting in her story, that male energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe that's what happened. Maybe there was something traumatic with a man that happened to this poor child. It's just so sad.
And he's still carrying that energy of that event or events or whatever it was that happened with this man.
It always makes me sad because it's like, if it's a ghost, and not just some kind of residual energy, but if it's a ghost and it's a child, like, didn't the mom come looking for it at some point? Anyway, it was like, once, you know, like, you might have died as a child, but your mom might have died when she was 65. Would she not have been looking for you? I don't know how it works. It just seems
that's
like
that's exactly.
Could help
I don't
people.
Know how it works. I don't know if people pass to the other side and some people don't. And once you've passed, there's no going back to get somebody else or find somebody else.
Do you have the option? Like, before you check in, go, hey, you know, I got to go check on my kid. I want to see what's going on.
Like, I'm
on
looking
here.
For, you know.
Can I see who's here first? Because I might have some people to go back and get.
Yeah, I may have to hang out at that house a little while. But we hear about these ghosts of children haunt, you know, walking the halls and of buildings and things. And just seemingly being there without an adult or anybody else.
Because it makes me think that a child would have died in a traumatic manner. If the child was unable to pass peacefully and move on, what's keeping it here? Does the child even know he or she is dead? If the child was put through something that was really horrendous, that at least give the child peace in death.
Well, and like I saw that child in the basement of the Carnegie, I think sometimes they call it Carnegie Library.
Oh,
in Elma, Nebraska. Uh-huh. Why would a child ghost be there?
Does the child have to stay there? You know, could the child have been one place and then came around the corner to go look at books and then you walked in on it?
Or is it something I've got attached to me that I went there and it was there? I don't think so, though. Not that one. It was different. It was, you know, a big surprise when I saw it.
It would just be
interesting. And the librarian acted like there was a ghost. She said, oh, did you see her?
Mrs.
You know?
Dugan.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice to have all of the answers, wouldn't it?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Hey, I've been to the other side, came back. Just want to tell y'all, this is what goes down.
Yeah.
Just so you know. And if you encounter a kid in this situation, here's what you have to do. I put together a step book. Okay. Go step by step, A through Z.
That's how the Egyptians did have the Book of the Dead. And in the Book of the Dead, it is that. It's instructions for the afterlife. And it goes on and on and on, and it has all these spells in it so that you can get through this door and pass these monsters and whatever you need to do to get to the other world. But the Egyptians also believed that you could come back. You could come back and inhabit sculptures, or you could, you know, you had different spirits. I always loved that about them. There's like 9 different parts of your spirit, and some of them could come back, some of them stayed, some of them went on.
Is that why then with the Egyptians they built these extravagant monuments to people, and there's so many sculptures and statues and things, so maybe you could come back to inhabit one of those?
Yeah, that was the whole point, that you would do what they call a ka, K-A sculpture, mm-hmm. and your spirit could come back and reside in that. It was like an insurance policy. They spent so much time on mummification and preserving the body because your ka needed a place to be. Now, there are other parts to your spirit too. Not there. I believe there's 9 parts, but the part that could come back, it needed a likeness of you. And the best thing was your mummy. But what if something happened to your mummy? Well, you could have a sculpture that's a likeness of you. Pharaohs might have 75 of them made just in case.
So maybe if we had a few more likenesses of ourselves on this earth, then maybe we'd have a place to go.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it works exactly like that. But the idea of having a book that explains the afterlife to you, you're about 4,000, 5,000 years too late.
Dang.
Already been done.
Well, see, it was a great idea.
It was a great idea. It's called the Book of the Dead.
It's called the Book of the Dead. Maybe you should read it.
Yeah.
Oh, Kathy, you'll that's understand. Why I like having you on the show. You know so much more than I do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. If you like this show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber through applepodcast.com. Do that. You can try it for 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
2 ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.